With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. September 29th marks the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and the beginning of a 10-day period of high holy days, which leads to Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement. On this edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to music from the Jewish tradition, as well as other music of peace and reconciliation. We'll begin with organ music by Daniel Gothrop. He composed O Jerusalem, a symphony for organ, with each of the four movements inspired by a quotation from the book of Isaiah. We'll hear the first movement, marked Allegro, performed by Mary Moselle on the organ of the Princeton University Chapel.
Thank you.
Mary Mozell played Allegro, the first movement of O Jerusalem, a symphony for organ by Daniel Gothrop. She played the organ at the Princeton University Chapel. We continue with a traditional Hebrew greeting and prayer sung at the beginning of Shabbat. The words of Shalom Aleichem are a blessing making reference to the angels who accompany people from temple to home on the Sabbath eve. It's sung here by the male choir of the Moscow Choral Synagogue, led by Mikhail Turetsky. Shalom Aleichem was sung by the male choir of the Moscow Choral Synagogue. Mikhail Turetsky conducted. The biblical Psalter has been at the liturgical heart of both Judaism and Christianity, and next we'll listen to a psalm of praise, Psalm 113, sung in Hebrew to a traditional Jewish melody. Paul Phoenix of the King's Singers performs.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Shem Adonai, Yehi Shem Adonai Mevorach, Me'ata Wa'adolam, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, Mehulal Shem Adonai, Raval Kol Goyim Adonai, Al HaShamayim Kevodo, Adonai Eloheinu, Hamagbili Lashavet, Hamashpili Lirot, Bashamayim Uva'aretz, Mekimim Me'afardan, Me'ashpot Yarim Evion, Lehoshivim Nadivim,
Tenor Paul Phoenix of the King's Singers performed a Hebrew setting of Psalm 113, sung through a traditional Jewish melody. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Jewish diaspora had an effect on music for the synagogue over many centuries and in many different parts of the world. After a long period where the strong musical and liturgical traditions were strictly upheld, gradually other cultural and musical influences came into play. We'll hear music for the synagogue from 17th century Venice by a composer who introduced some of the musical ideas of the late Renaissance to Jewish congregations in Italy, Salomone Rossi Hebreo. His setting of Psalm 124 is performed by the King Singers. A setting of Psalm 124 by 17th century Italian Jewish composer Salomone Rossi Hebreo. The King Singers performed. Perhaps the most familiar Jewish melody to those outside the faith is the hymn tune Leoni, adapted by Meyer Leon and set to words by Daniel Ben-Judah in the hymn The God of Abraham Prays. The Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square is led by Gerald Otley, with Richard Elliott playing the organ.
Thank you.
The God of Abraham Prays, a hymn that conveys the essence of the Igdal, a canticle based on a medieval Hebrew statement of faith about the nature of God. The Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square sang. The exotic musical language of 20th century French composer Jean Alain incorporates a good deal of Middle Eastern melodic and harmonic influence. In our next selection, this is a little less pronounced, but the still serenity and simple structure of his Chorale d'Orienne conveys a subtle spirituality as well. Marie Clarelam performs.
Thank you.
Marie Claire Alain performed music of her brother Jean Alain. She played Chorale Dorian on the organ of the Basilica of Saint-Ferjeux in Besançon. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Next, we'll hear a prayer for Jerusalem, Hine Matov, setting words of Psalm 133 along with verses from Psalm 122. Composed by Gerald Cohen to commemorate the 3,000th anniversary of the founding of Jerusalem, we'll hear it performed by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Kent Tridle conducts. Hine Matov by Gerald Cohen was sung by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Leonard Bernstein also set a verse from Psalm 133, along with verses from Psalm 131, in the third movement of his Chichester Psalms, written in 1965 for the Southern Cathedrals Festival, held in Chichester. The movement begins with an organ prelude, followed by a section marked Peacefully Flowing, to which the psalm texts are set. The Dale Warland singers perform.
Thank you.
Movement 3 from the Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein. Dale Worland led the Dale Worland Singers. A wonderful text by Scottish writer Alan Norman Phillips was set as a hymn by J. Riley Lewis in 1975 after he heard the words on a trip to Scotland that year. The resulting hymn, O God of Our Divided World, is a Christian expression of hope for peace and reconciliation, but encompasses the world. It's sung by the Cathedral Choral Society, led by Dr. Lewis. Eric Plutz plays the organ. The hymn, O God of Our Divided World, with tune by J. Riley Lewis, was sung by the Cathedral Choral Society, led by the composer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. West Coast organist and composer Craig Phillips wrote an energetic and fiery Fantasy on Torah song, which we'll hear next. Tom Trenny plays the Shantz organ of St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Savannah, Georgia.
Thank you.
Tom Trenny played Fantasy on Torah Song by Craig Phillips. He played the organ at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Savannah. Our next selection is a contemporary piece based on reflections of composer Daniel Hall on visiting the Children's Memorial at the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Israel. In it, he combines poignant texts from Genesis while invoking names of some of the children memorialized there. Reflections from Yad Vashem is a powerful piece, which we'll hear performed by the Brigham Young University Women's Chorus, directed by Jean Aploni.
Thank you.
Jean Aploni led the Brigham Young University Women's Chorus in a performance of Reflections from Yad Vashem by Daniel Hall. The Brigham Young University Women's Chorus sings again in a choral arrangement of Adon Olam, a metrical Jewish hymn traditionally sung at the close of Sabbath and on the eve of the Day of Atonement. The original piece was composed by Eliezer Mordecai Gerovich, and this arrangement by David Zabriskie incorporates portions of Isaac Watts' psalm paraphrase from All That Dwell Below the Skies. Jean Aploni leads the Brigham Young University Women's Chorus in this performance, recorded live. Adon Olam with From All That Dwell Below the Skies, as arranged by David Zabriskie. It was performed by the Brigham Young University Women's Chorus, directed by Jean Aploni. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to mark the high holy days of the Jewish faith. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.